Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time. So many things happened to me, my country, and the world. So I might just had a really rough break. But it was a break for a while because, you know, studies and school. Anyways, speaking of school, this particular episode is going to be dealing with something a bit close to home for me. And it's going to be about what's the most annoying thing people say when you tell them you are a mathematician or you like math. So this applies to pretty much all levels, down to like elementary people interested in it or high school people interested in it. So let's get started, I guess. Man, it's been so long since I did this. I missed it. Honestly, every day I feel like when I don't record, I feel like there's a hole in my heart. But, you know, I have to study because my grades suck at this moment. Anyways, let's just get started. So, for this thread, it's in r/math. Surprisingly, it's not in AskReddit or Tfue for now. Because I don't really want to source things from the same two subreddits over and over again. Because I feel like people could be annoyed by that and how the content is not diverse. So for now, I'm going to a subreddit I've been frequenting for a while. So this was posted by u/StephMiklos. And he specializes in applied math. It's in his flair. I will have to say almost everyone's names because this is a scientific community, so I'm sure they take citations to heart, and I don't want anyone in these threads that listens to this to be like, why didn't you cite me? Because technically it's citing. So anyways, let's just get started. So the original poster himself or themselves decides to answer in the body of the post, and he says, "For me, it's probably someone asking, then what's 34,677 times 73,938? Oh my god, that is the most annoying thing. Like, come on. We're not being trying to be calculators. Like, it's not, that doesn't how it works. Like, well, most of the advanced trainings in math is not really computational. It's more like analyzing logical systems of consistent thought. So it doesn't really make sense for you to ask someone an advanced computational question, because those are left for modern tools like computers and calculators. Well, most of the tools that are being studied in advanced degrees are more or less about like how you think and the process of thinking itself. It's not the numbers, and it's not literally just numbers like you'd imagine, like being able to multiply 10 random digits by another set of 10 random digits, because that's not how it works. Anyways, let's move on to the rest of the answers, because I imagine this is gonna be fun, because it's totally relatable. Oh, people have asked the strangest things. I promise. It's annoying. Anyways. Okay, so user Mobius2 replies, "I hated math in school," as the most annoying response that he got. Because, honestly, that's like every other person's response. I've gotten that response a lot. Like, for example, if I'm meeting new people, even within my school, it would be like, "Oh, what's your degree?" And then I'll say math, and then, or actually major, because degrees are technically finished. Okay, anyways, "What's your major?" And then I'll say math, and then they were like, "Oh, I hated that back in high school, you know, it was so annoying, blah, blah, blah." And then there was like, they'll go on like their own thing about how they forgot to understand something like that. Like, okay, I'd actually be glad to help. I mean, if you want it. I mean, and plus, I don't really judge people. Like, I actually don't care if you like it or not. I mean, cool, I guess. I mean, there are some subjects that I really despise, but some people actually take majors on. Like, for example, like native language studies or something. You know, the kind of stuff that I'm not really interested in, or accounting. I mean, technically, it's almost similar, but not quite, because they literally are computational and they require calculators and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not interested in that kind of aspect. So, but that's other people's interest, so who am I to judge? So, but I just gotta say, it's kind of annoying when, "Oh, I'm taking X," and then you reply with, "I hated X." Like, if someone's actually taking something that I'm not a big fan of, I'll just be like, oh, I'm actually sometimes interested in blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Like, I won't just talk about it. Like, there are actually things I'm generally interested about, and even in subject matters that I don't quite like. So it's not really something that you should, like, restrict yourself to. Like, oh, I won't talk about it to them because I don't really like that subject matter. Anyways, let's go to the next answer. Okay, I adjusted the mic a bit, so I hope this is a better sound quality. Actually, this I won't be going to the next answer immediately because someone actually had a good response to this, to the response that's popular. And this is from The Logarithm. And then he says that, I tell them I hated math in high school too, but I grew up, learned it was amazing, and made it my major. Which is sort of my story, except that I already had some liking to it because I'm an only child. Okay, that's like a part of the story. And so, I don't literally talk to anyone my age because my elementary school was small and all that. So, my whole shtick was just being on YouTube almost all the time. And so, I discovered Numberphile, I discovered V-Heart and all the cool math channels. All these cool math channels. And I discovered that I'm actually enjoying watching these. Like, I want to eventually understand all of these. Like, I already understand a good chunk of them, but I don't understand all of them, of course, because some touches on graduate topics and the like that I still don't understand today. Hey, so yeah, it's a big learning process that I'm looking forward to enjoying more. And like in high school, I will always join math related activities to even further my interest in it. It's so fun. Okay, so this next one is also a popular answer, honestly. I've actually heard this before from me. Jplug25. Oh, very relevant username. Nice. Oh, no. Anyways. So, and he's also applied math. I feel like a lot of people in the subreddit. I feel like a lot of the people in the sub prefer to deal with applied math because it technically has more open doors to jobs because with peer math, you're stuck to academia and nothing more. I mean, not nothing more, but like there's a little less opportunity. Actually, technically, my field is in business applications, so I could have like jobs in like banks or something, which I'm actually looking forward to because banks are awesome for me. Like, money, literally, I guess. Anyway, so yeah, this answer in particular talks about something that really grates on my nerves, he says, is that when I tell people that I'm going to school to become a mathematician, I automatically get asked, what are you going to teach? Without fail. So meaning, without fail meaning everyone he's ever told that to is telling him that. I mean, to be fair, sometimes you're wrong. I mean, teaching is actually a good job. Like, people, I actually find it weird when people ask that, like, what are you going to teach? Like, it's a bad thing. I mean, teaching is awesome. Kids are awesome. Yeah, actually, there's, like, a national service thing we have to sign up to, and I chose teaching because it's awesome, and it's better than military stuff, so. Yeah, it's a good thing there's an option like this. Like, in other countries, they're quite lucky to have this option. I'm actually surprised this is a thing, though, so. Yeah, I'm thankful for that. And then, electrical ions. This user replies to this post and says something that honestly is a very big point in this thread as a whole. In this thread as a whole, literally. He says, okay, this one, literally. People are clueless about what math really is. And honestly, he's not wrong. That's actually what's going on. Like people don't know. People think it's something like, okay, very advanced algebra or something. I mean, technically not wrong, but there are more instances of things. And it's in itself a system of logical thought, like I mentioned before, where it's like, there's like a logical basis for it. It's applied philosophy, because actually logic is also a foundational course for us, just as it is for philosophy. So we apply certain rulings of philosophy. So basically, we apply certain rulings of philosophy in how we work out certain problems, like proofs. Proofs are a very crucial part, and I don't think anyone, these people have to, like, as in the layman in general, doesn't have any idea. And yes, that includes engineers to an extent, I'm pretty sure. I mean, my dad's an engineer, he probably doesn't know what I'm doing. Probably just thinks, okay, algebra and stuff. Yeah, because technology stuff here. Oh yeah, he knows calculus. Engineers know calculus, but what I'm saying is, like, the proofs, the abstract side of it all, and it's actually so fun to learn. Like, I honestly had a blast watching all those number valve videos as a kid. Like, honestly, I feel bad for, like, that whole thing taking over my YouTube history, because, like, normally people would have, like, PewDiePie or, like, Neological. Although, I mean, I watch those channels too. I'm not, like, one of those, I'm not like the other girls kind of people. Like, that's annoying. I watch those things. I watch normal people things, and I also watch interest things. I mean, I'm not totally, like, out there, but yeah, it's something interesting to know about me that I really love watching that stuff. Don't be shocked to see my YouTube history. You're like, whoa, you're doing a lot of homework? No, I watch those for fun. It's crazy. But yeah, going back, it's like there's this abstract notion of logic that people still don't seem to really know about. I mean, what we learned in, like, for arguments and stuff, I don't think people are even learning in other areas, aside from maybe a general course or something. Because from what I'm seeing, when I'm reading internet comments, when people argue about a certain topic, oh boy, it's all fallacies everywhere, and plus it's really, really bad, invalid arguments. It's invalid, literally. It's a contradiction, meaning it's always false, by whatever the values of the propositions are. So, it's unfortunate watching internet arguments now when you know these things. I mean, as a kid, you're like, oh my god, why are they arguing? And now, as an adult, you're like, really? That is your argument? Okay, I'm laughing at this next thing. It's basically the I hate math reply, except for it's something worse. It's really something worse. Like, it's the same concept, but it's worse somehow. So, Ferris Eros reply says that the common reply to him is, ew, that must be terrible. And he goes like, yes, I study something I despise. That makes sense. I mean, technically, that is true for some people, like, for example, with, like, Chinese parents or Asian parents who are, like, who require their kids to take a certain thing to fulfill a certain thing. For example, if everyone's a doctor or something, I mean, that's a legit thing that happens, and I've seen that with myself in schoolmates and stuff. Although, I mean, pure math, I mean, is there a family that really requires people to do that? Like, really? Is that a thing? I'm also curious now. I mean, and even then, okay, so with the parents topic aside, literally just studying something you despise, how in the world does that make any sense? How does that make any sense? Like, I know people kind of, in a general consensus sort of way, doesn't like the subject, but implying that someone studies something they don't like, is that even a thing people do? Like, as in deliberately, as in no pressure from other people, is it? I mean, people have done certain things, like follow their partner, like as in boyfriend, girlfriend, to a certain area, but I don't think that's that common for people to ask that if you dislike it or something. So it's a bit silly. Or even outright calling someone's interest terrible. Actually, on that note, that's actually a pretty bad thing to say. Like, I mean, I don't really mind because I understand people, but there are some people that won't understand that and will definitely get offended. So, yeah, I feel like it's a really bad thing to tell someone in general that something they like is terrible, because I imagine, especially with niche interests like this, I think that that people already receive that sort of remark on a sort of daily basis, and that will definitely be heart-wrenching for them to hear it from, like, friends or people they know. So I hope people don't actually go around telling other people that their majors are terrible. This goes for all fields, everyone, even those who prefer not to go to college, never tell anyone their life choices are terrible, unless they're objectively terrible, like being a Florida man. Or, you know what I mean by Florida man, of course, not the literal sense, but in our colloquial words of a Florida man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, unless it's that terrible, then don't judge people's life choices, please. Just don't. Like, it's something some people hold close to their heart, and they can get hurt by what people think of their life choices. Okay, so on another note, Seagull 94 with a flair of graph theory. I'll leave it as an exercise to the listener to search what that is about. So, often they'll say, oh, you must be a genius, which I don't mind. Everyone loves a compliment. I mean, even if it's not true, I mean, okay, thanks, I guess. I don't know. I don't actually know how to respond. Because if you say, oh, no, I'm not, people will think you're humble bragging. And if you say, oh, yes, people will think you're bragging. So you don't exactly have a response to it. Like, okay, I guess. I'm not sure how to respond to that. Like, I seriously have no idea how to respond to a compliment. Like, hey, I like your blah, blah. Or, hey, you look nice. Or, hey, you must be good or whatever. I'm like, thanks, I guess. Even if I know that it's not exactly true all the time. So it's like, compliments are a bit awkward. It's like, I don't know how to respond to them, okay? I'm just, thanks, I guess. Anyways, yeah. And then, so yeah, he doesn't mind. Everyone loves a compliment. But it sets up this weird and balanced vibe. It feels like they must think I'm judging them for not being a genius, or that I'm expected to come out with some deep philosophical wisdom. Like, of course there are some people that are that good, but not everyone is, so I hope people stop assuming things like, oh, this guy must be thinking like deep philosophical shiz, when in reality I'm just thinking about what episode to record, or what my next song remix will be, or something. I guess. I mean, I enjoy listening to remix playlists sometimes, so I guess that's kind of a thing I do. I mean, yeah, seriously, it's not like we all think about deep stuff. Like, I know I talked a bit deep earlier on, but even that, I mean, that's a thought process, sure, when I'm talking about math, which is in the case of this particular episode. But of course, as you can see from other episodes, if you didn't see this episode, you wouldn't even know I take math. Like, I'm like, okay, I think math, okay? I hope the mic didn't fuck that up, okay? Speak of Florida man. Anyways. Okay, anyways, moving on. And then he actually adds that I've honestly had people ask me serious questions about religion, politics, world events, you name it. I'm a mathematician, people. I like numbers and stuff. Oh my gosh. And then with the I like numbers and stuff, someone replied to him with the exact same 5-digit question from the original post. It's so funny, because like, if you say I like numbers and stuff, you will be mad with 5-digit arithmetic. So you can't win. You literally can't. You're also gonna be asked deep questions about politics. I'm not sure I'm the right person to answer that, because all I can say is construct your arguments properly. Literally, that's all I can say. Yeah, I construct it like a proof or something. But, I mean, like, deep stuff, religion? Am I even the right person to ask about that? Just don't. If you want a good answer, don't ask me. Okay, moving along. So, and now there's like a subthread on this particular discussion that talks about how even if you're the genius of the math, like the Terrence Tao or something, your opinion on other topics are not the quote absolute best on those topics. Like, maybe their opinion on math is definitely the absolute best, probably. Heck, it could be refuted. But it's not always the case that they have like the best opinion. Like, for example, if he says, okay, I'm gonna be super obvious about where I side in certain issues in this particular next. So if you want to keep that a mystery for now, hold the skip button 10 seconds, 20 seconds from now. Skip to 10 to 20 seconds from now or something. So imagine if Terrence Tao was like, oh, I like the orange guy. And then, do we immediately think that's the absolute best? Like, I mean, it could be, but there's no guarantee, because a proposition has truth value either 0 or 1. And especially with opinionated stuff like that, there's no certain value to that. Like, for example, saying the earth is round is a one. It's a true proposition, but saying the earth is flat is a zero, which is a false proposition. But before, that even that had like zero or one during the time of before Copernicus or Galilee or something. Yeah, but that's basically it, okay? If you have skipped properly, I hope you have skipped by now. That part, if you don't want me to accidentally reveal what I think or something. Anyways, but for the record, though, I don't like him. Like the orange guy. Anyways, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure a good chunk of people don't like him either. So anyways, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, imagine, for example, Matt Parker says the earth is flat. I mean, he didn't say that, of course. But imagine if he did. It doesn't mean he's automatically right or that his opinion somehow holds higher ground over others, because it's just an opinion by a guy who's good at math in a field that is not math. In this case, it's astronomy. I mean, it kind of is an application, but it is not math. So it's not like they have absolutes and everything. So technically, while they can be geniuses, I'm pretty sure like most of them have 125 plus IQ, it doesn't mean that they are immediately people that are that have infallible opinions. Like, they're the poop of everything. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, that's pretty much it for sensitive topics. I hope you like that segment. Just kidding. I won't do any more sensitive topic segment. I've tried to avoid that for the most part in my podcast. Like, I just tried to stick with slice of life stuff, but honestly, with what's going on in the world, in some way, even the most slice of life topics, you kind of have to shoehorn in some sensitive stuff, because it's really something that you have to discuss, because you can't turn a blind eye on everything, you know, because I think life sucks for many people in the world in some way because of certain things, certain people. So, yeah, anyways, let's go back to the fucking topic. I'm so tired right now. I literally just vented out now, I guess. I mean, this is my comeback episode. I just vented out. Anyways, we'll just go to the topic again. So, still in that particular thread about being a genius, and this guy, the J-Plug guy, actually says that, "I constantly tell people that I'm actually an idiot, and when it comes to a lot of things, I do and say dumb shit that most people wouldn't. I can relate to that on a spiritual level. I'm telling you in my heart and my soul that that is me as well. I relate to you, guy. I'm giving that an upvote, because I relate so hard that it's annoying how dumb I am. Like, you won't actually be surprised I'm even taking college with how dumb I am. Like, I mean, stereotypically speaking, of course. So it's like, how? How are you even better thinking about that? Like, I mean, generally speaking, stereotypes, you'd be surprised. So anyway, yeah. And then he says forward that, "I just pursue mathematics because I have an affinity for it and because I like it as a subject." Same, sis, same. I wish people would understand that. I'm just laughing about that what particular comment. It was like, ew, it's terrible. I'm like, oh yeah, totally. I'm studying something I don't like. Really? Like, what even is the point of that? Saying that to other people? I have no idea. Anyways, yeah. That's just pretty much it for this discussion. Let's move on to the next. Okay, so this next guy, Mr. Wilson XD, I'm not sure that's his real name, but anyways, you know the five-digit question of 34,677 times 73,938. He corrects that and says most of the questions he get asked are like 34,677.5368.4107.4 times 73,938. See, I can even say long numbers without stuttering. 73,938.0635984.25. What in the hell? Who do this? Do people seriously think we could do it in a head? Like, seriously. I want y'all to tweet me on Twitter at the Redditor _TWT telling me if you actually think that people can do that. If you think math majors can actually compute fucking decimal, 5-digit numbers with 10 decimal digits in their head. Please, do tell me. That is the most weirdest thing. I'm really thankful I haven't had that question. Usually it's just the thing I get with arithmetic as a reply to me being in math. Usually it's just the joke thing where it's like 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 2, 4. And then you basically just get a recurring series of the powers of 2 in elementary addition form. So, yeah, I mean, thankful I didn't have to deal with people making me add freaking 5 digits plus 10 decimal digits. That is a nightmare, honestly. No, it wasn't even add, it was multiply. Why? Why are people like this? Anyways, moving along. So, he says that primarily, I hate the conflation of I have a math degree, or I am a math teacher, or I am a mathematician with fundamentally somehow more intelligent than everyone else who's not. It's basically the same thing as earlier with where I brought up a sensitive topic. And it's basically the same thing, really. And he says that I really get annoyed by this belief that some people are just math people and other people are not. It's detrimental to all those involved in the learning process. Yeah, the teacher, the student, the classmates. The people who struggle believe that they will always struggle because they're not a math person, quote unquote. The people who do well, once they get to a point where they struggle, there's an aggregation of confusion, frustration, and self-doubt because, quote-unquote, they are a math person. They shall just get it. Quote-unquote, again. Why? Yeah, I mean... Okay, I promise it's just a random cough. Nothing special. But, yeah. It's true, though. It's so judgmental to assume that people are automatically geniuses because they're into one field or another. Wait, hold up. Okay. I'm okay now. Okay. So yeah, it's true though. That it's probably the most annoying part of saying that you're in that degree is that or in that major. Because most people actually interchange those two, even if I technically know those are not interchangeable, but in general people interchange that. It's annoying that most people assume you're like objective best or something. Yeah, it's true. Anyways, moving along. Okay, so this guy, Kick That Bike, has a very specific example of something that people assume. Anyways, so this one is a story. I heard one of my coworkers talking down the hall about having me crunch some numbers for something, maybe something related to their job or something, because I was a quote-unquote calculus major. What? This reminds me, by the way, of that one joke video on YouTube about PhD and integration and the horseshoe theorem. That was honestly hilarious. Like, if you understand the material, give it a go. It's so funny. It's like, you just can't do that, but like, dumb thoughts like that when you're like, when you're dealing with serious stuff, you just sometimes have to take a step back and look at joke stuff to chill. So, yeah, it's definitely something I do when I'm a bit burnt out. So, the next one is really just short, a short one, and he says, CPL1 says that when I spoke to my dad about doing maths, once I got the response, haven't they found out all the formulae already? And I'm like, I can imagine the cringe from here. I can feel the secondhand cringe. Anyways, okay, I'm moving on to the next because this one particular one was kind of okay. Yeah, and there's not much to discuss about it except someone asking the question, are there finite or infinite amounts of formulae? And that is still a question we don't know the answer to. And I'm actually curious about the answer to that, because that will definitely shape how we think of math, physics, etc. And it just comes down to infinite numbers of operations, which I feel like there are infinite number of formulae existing in, like, modeling certain phenomena in the universe. So this next one by Gay Make and Model says that the common response to him is that it's basically can basically be summarized as, do this arithmetic problem in your head, I already know the answer to. Oh, suck at long division in your head, imposter. It's basically the same thing as earlier topics. It's like decimal multiplication. No, okay. Like, especially dealing with money. So many people ask, like, oh, what's certain something something insert currency here converted to dollars, for example? Or what's something something dollars in yen or something? It can get annoying with, like, people constantly asking that and, oh, you're the human calculator. And then, like, I'm like, no. I'm gonna whip out my phone. I don't care what you think. I'm gonna whip out my phone because I cannot compute 49 times 50 in my head. Nor can I compute 49.55 times 50 in my head. Like, no. Maybe 50 times 50. That's 2,500. But the rest, I don't. I mean, technically, I can't just minus. But you get what I'm talking about. Right? Like, if you raise up the amount, like 4,855 times 50. Yeah, no. That's going in my phone calculator for sure. And yes, even simple ones like 49 times 50, times 50, I can. I sometimes just concede to my phone calculator. Because I'm like, you know, my brain's not feeling it today, and my brain needs a rest. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then, this one is actually surprising. The second one that he talks about is someone saying, I'm better at math than you, so your education means nothing. I'm sorry, what? I'm imagining those are from engineers, because seriously, they honestly, I hate degree stereotyping as much as the next person, but holy shit, I'm pretty sure engineers are probably the most uppity people sometimes. Like, I'm not judging, okay? I'm not judging, to be clear, I'm not judging anyone, but it's just an observation with talking with people. They seem to be the type of people that would really, really be in it. Like, especially older ones. Like, the younger lot actually are nicer engineers. Like, the younger engineers. But older engineers, whoops. They can get uppity about their thing. I hope whoever's being in the ambulance right now, I hope they get well soon, please. Yeah, anyways, moving on to the next answer. And so, Fermat 1432 gives an answer that, again, talks about money. They make you figure out how to split the bill in group dining. Oh man, it's basically division. It's basically arithmetic division. And yes, I concede to my phone calculator in these times too, because honestly, I do not want to deal with any of this. Like, I deal with already a lot of this topic in school, and honestly, I'd just rather learn newer things rather than do division again and again. And I physically cannot do very big operations in my head. My brain hurts easily. Like, I'm actually surprised, but my brain actually hurts easily. You'd be surprised, like, how often I burn out with the type of thing I chose. I burn out a lot. Like, I enjoy it, but I burn out a lot. The guy in the replies pretty much has the same sentiments as me. OMG this. This is by Munchausen by PR. OMG this. They just assume that just because you like maths, you're suddenly a calculator as in the machine. Oh yeah, person, you will totally get to your destination faster if you horn. Totally. And can do larger arithmetic calculations really fast. Yeah, that's annoying. My response is always to take out my phone and use a scientific calculator app to add up the bill. So much sane. They see the scientific calculator and get ticked off. I do the same. Like, I don't care what you think. I'm using my calculator because my head, no. You ain't turning my head because you can't split the bill. Okay, so this one from 24Cell is a pretty long one. I was talking with a group of people once, and one of them asked me to multiply 2 2-digit numbers. I looked up and pretended to think for a few seconds. then made up an answer. They were impressed and then started laughing when I said, I made that up. I hate that that question, the guy who asked is probably self-aware that what he's asking is stupid. To answer the question more, the worst was when I had a girl say, ew, after I told her my major was math. It's basically the same thing as it's terrible. Like, what if the person's genuinely interested in it? Why say ew to a person's interest? Seriously, I don't get people that do that. Like, unless it's objectively bad, like, you know, illegal stuff. But saying ew to a person's interest is a real blow to someone's ego, and it's not a good thing to do. Just understand that, please? Yeah, okay. Anyways. And he actually says that he wished he said ew when she said her major. And he doesn't even, when someone asked in the comments what her major was, he doesn't even remember. And honestly, to be fair, it's just karma. Right? Although I don't advocate with saying ew in anyone's major or life path. Just don't. Please, like, respect everyone. It's really all my whole mantra in life. Like, respect everyone. Don't be an a-hole. You don't get anywhere by being an a-hole. Okay, so this next one is actually funny. How many digits of pi do you know? It's from Zeppies. People ask that. Like, legitimately. People legitimately ask how many digits of pi. I just go like 3.1415926358, I think. I think I messed up in the last three, but that's as far as I could know. And actually, from what I know, in an application standpoint, you don't need as much as like 10 digits to approximate the universe. I actually forgot how the quote went, but yeah, it's like, it's not like, I mean, they're important in an analytical sense, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, analytically, when studying real analysis, complex analysis, those kind of stuff, those minuscule digits of pi will actually be important. But other than that, it's just a game to see who memorizes most digits. And memorization is not where it's at. Like, where it is at is something like similar to muscle memory, but it's more like mental memory and how you do things. Like, oh, this type of valid argument is a modus ponens, for example. Like, you just go like, oh, okay. I mean, that's pretty much it. But, like, yeah, it's just about learning to do your mental thing without memorizing digits of pi or five-digit decimal numbers or whatever the fuck idiotic question people put at you. People generally ask these things. I can tell you that it's annoying. I mean, I find it annoying too when people find out I'm... When actually, it's even crazier when people find out not only am I a math major, but I podcast and I paint. They're like, what? And they're just so confused. But in reality, it's fun. It's fun, guys. It's fun. Anyways. So, most of the rest of the replies are really just people talking about how people say the word nerd against them. Like, as if that's a bad thing. Anyways, like, it's not even a bad thing. It's literally, the word literally just means someone likes something and devotes time to it. Like, I'm in a subreddit called Name Nerds, where people talk about people's names and how fascinating they are, and like patterns in people's names, flow of people's names, first names, middle names. It's a very interesting topic, actually. It's something more people should really get into. It's a very interesting topic, basically. Anyways, moving on. Actually, there's nothing to move on to, so this is pretty much it for today. I hope you guys had fun with our reunion featuring a little vent and some coughing on the side, which I promise you is just an ordinary household cough. It's nothing special. I mean, yeah, please. Anyways, I hope you guys stay safe, by the way. Stay healthy, okay? I don't want to lose listeners to the plug. Anyways, goodbye. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at @theredditor_TWT and like my Facebook page at the Redditor Podcast on Facebook, and also donate some money to my Patreon at patreon.com/TheRedditor. It will help so much, I promise. Okay, so I'll see y'all. Goodbye.